The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for joining us, as always.
Thank you. I always say thank you again after you
thank
say
you.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Then we're just like, thank you. No, I'm really, seriously, thank you. So we have an exciting show because we have a couple of new things.
Couple of announcements, some housekeeping.
Yeah, some housekeeping, some announcements. But we have a new sponsor. Woohoo! New sponsor. And this episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast is sponsored by Songfinch.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Songfinch. Have you heard? I know you've heard of Songfinch now, but like, had you heard of Songfinch before?
I didn't really know much, but it sounded really familiar. And then when I saw the logo, I was like, okay, I've definitely stumbled upon, but I did some digging. So it's Songfinch. That's Songfinch.
Yeah, like the bird. Yeah, like Songfinch. So I just love, this is the perfect little marriage of a sponsorship for our show, because if you're looking to make your wedding like even more unique, and Christy and I talk about this all the time, like unique, customized, something that really is the two of you. This is a really cool thing. So Songfinch is a personalized gifting company that brings stories, feelings, and memories to life through one-of-a-kind songs. So you can create your own song, whether it's from scratch or it's from an existing foundation of a song that they already have in their archives. This is also a really great gift for your fiancé. Some people will create like a very special song for their parents, right? If you're doing mother-son mm-hmm. dance, father-daughter dance, you can actually write a song specifically for your mom. And that's the one that got me. I went onto their website and I was listening to their samples and I was like, oh my God, like this is what I want my son to do someday.
So you would connect with them so they basically can write a love song for you, a couple. You would go on the website, you give some information, as much or as little as you want. However, they take it all and then write, produce, record, and send you your song. And then you can use it however you want.
Yeah, and they have like over 300 professional musicians working for Songfinch and songwriters. So like I said, you could like create a whole song just for you, all unique. Or there are some, already kind of recorded or, foundations of songs that you can customize yourself. And they're pretty reasonable. I mean, it all starts at like $99 and up, depending on what you do. A lot of them are delivered within like 7 days. I can't even imagine writing a song in 7 days, but I guess if you're working with a pro, like, I think it sounds awesome. And Songfinch is offering our listeners a 10% discount. So when you go to Songfinch, you would use the code BIGWEDDING. Okay, that's the code. This code for Songfinch is Big Wedding, and you get 10% off. And I just think it's an awesome company. I love this idea.
Yeah, sounds super cool, and it's something that's really memorable. Plus, you get to keep it forever, so what a great, keepsake. You know how I feel about those.
I know.
And I think it's the kind of thing people would talk about after your wedding.
Yeah, totally.
So Songfinch.com.
Songfinch.com. Check them out, peeps.
Excellent. So great new sponsor there. We also have a new review that I can read on iTunes, another 5-star, continuing our 5-star run. But, you know, these make us so happy and we are so grateful and just sort of blown away when we read new ones. So I have that. Want me to jump into that?
Yeah, jump into that. I love the title of this review. At first I was like, huh?
What?
But then I got it.
Anyway, TBWPPFTW, 5 stars, and that means for the win. I use that a lot. You don't use that a lot, Michelle?
I never use that.
Oh, I use it a lot in texting. So here's what she said. There are plenty of wedding planning podcasts out there. I listened to quite a few. What I found out was they all gave me that first day of school feeling, sick to my stomach and like I was for sure forgetting something. Then I found TBWPP and it changed my outlook on wedding podcasts in general. Michelle and Christy make me feel like we're girlfriends and we're just chatting. I love how real they are with their advice and that they don't only discuss cookie cutter weddings. Most of all, they put me at ease during this entire process. I've been able to book some big vendors based on their advice. Give them a listen and plan that wedding. Yay!
Thank you!
That's so awesome that I love the idea. I don't love the idea of anybody being anxious and like sick to their stomach, but the first day of school feeling analogy is so appropriate because
yeah, totally.
That idea that you're forgetting something, right? We all know what that's like. So I just love that our voices in some episode were able to give somebody a feeling of ease, like, okay, I can do this. Because you can all do this. You can all plan your weddings. It's going to be fine. Take a deep breath. We're here for you.
We are here for you every week. Same time, same place, wherever you listen to us.
Yes.
It's your choice.
So you don't even have to tell us. You can just do it on your own. So we have all this exciting stuff happening, and part of what Michelle and I are working on is future plans, right, Michelle? Like it seems like there's just a ton of things in the works.
Yes.
So I'll skip to the bottom of the outline, but I wanted to share like a little bit about some shows and some topics that we have coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get those out there, because they sort of run the gamut and jump in as well. But what I jotted down real quickly is we have a pro talking about some sexy engagement photos, like a sexy sesh.
Ooh, sexy.
We have a financial coach that we mentioned in the last podcast that's going to be really informative. We have you're talking to a hair styling guru, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go to that event, the Pony Education,
yes.
And I'm going to be interviewing.
Top notch.
Yeah. Top notch hair peeps.
And then we have our end of the month, always you ask, we answer. So we're collecting great questions for that. And then the other one this month that we're recording and we'll be releasing soon, Michelle, is an awesome like service having to do with dresses, right?
Yes, but don't say anything yet.
I won't. I'm putting teasers out.
Yeah, it's we have some badass interviews coming up. That's all I can say. I am so excited, and I'm like every day I'm like, oh, like it's gonna happen. Yeah,
yes.
Super. And, yeah.
And we're kind of in a frantic mode almost because I'm going on a trip soon, so it's all like, what can we do before the trip, which is the first week of May? So that's where we are.
We're planning for our future, as you are.
Yes. And part of all this future planning, right? And this is my segue here to our lovely, lovely guests that we're so excited to have. Part of our planning and things that have been put into motion on the podcast. If you remember, if you've listened to a lot of our episodes, several months ago, we put a word out. We needed your help. We hoped that a listener or someone that was following us might be able to join us on this journey as, I think we called a social media maid of honor. We tried social media. I feel like it didn't stick for me, but social media maven, you know, a junior BFF to join our duo. And
she's kind of, that's good.
That's junior good. BFF. Yeah. Yeah. So we found her. She found us. We found her. Her name is Claire, and she's on, she's with us right now. So welcome, Claire, our junior BFF.
Yay! We love Claire!
Hello, guys! Hi, everyone. I feel like I got invited to the treehouse. Like, I feel like...
Yes, you got invited to the closet.
Or at, like, the pink ladies table. Yes. I'm actually recording in my closet as well, Christy, so...
She is in her closet. Yeah. When we hopped on Skype, I'm like... Are you in your closet, Claire?
It's the best, Claire. It's like, I don't know what, if you gals were like this when you were young, but I was always looking for like a secret place, even though sometimes I would just be like at my grandparents' boring house and I'd be like, there's this closet and it's my, it's like my secret place. And I would like hoard like books in there and notebook paper in case I ever need to write anyone a note in the secret place. And being in the walk-in closet every week, several times a week, sometimes with the door shut and no air circulation, sometimes throws me back to that. Like, oh, this is just this weird thing I do by myself in a room. Yeah.
So, and now you have a microphone.
Yes. So welcome, Claire, to the team and to the podcast. We're so happy to have you. Why don't you give us a little blurb, a little background about yourself, or give our listeners a little background about yourself, and also how this came to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little background about me. I am a recent college grad. I'm actually a computer programmer by day. So I work... for a bank, I'm just going to leave it at bank for now, and I do a lot of their internal software, so ways that banks keep track of a bunch of different stuff, and it's mostly pretty boring and financially, but whatever. It's super fun. I love being a programmer. I love being a woman in STEM. I love being a badass, and that's one of the ways I think I am.
Nice.
But outside of my day job, by night, I kind of have a hobby of collecting hobbies. So I've done some baking classes, I've done some cooking projects, I've done guitar, I've done piano, I've done a little bit of everything. And yeah, I try to stay active, I try to stay healthy and involved. One of my favorite ways to do that is triathlons. Those are fun. I want to do more of them now that I'm graduated. I hope that I can. I'm also a big theater nerd, so I've been doing theater since I was about 12 years old. On stage, behind the scenes, pretty much everything at this point. I've directed, I've written, I've had the lead role. That's most of everything about me.
And you're not engaged, is that right?
I am not engaged. I have a boyfriend who I love very dearly, and I have to say that because he promised me he would listen to this episode. So
we've got his ear.
Yes,
okay.
I threw that in only to, you know, explain how you were listening to the podcast. If you're, you know, this recent young lady graduate attacking the world of financial computer programming, like, it was one of your many hobbies, just listening to random podcast that have 5-star ratings on iTunes?
Well, part of it is that I just really like weddings. I've been obsessed with weddings for as long as I can remember. So when I started getting into podcasts, I started getting into wedding podcasts just naturally. I found you guys specifically after one of my best friends got engaged December of 2016, I guess it would have been, or January 2017, somewhere around there. And so I got a whole new round of wedding podcasts, and I found you guys, and it was super fun. And it was, you know, like a lot of the reviews have said, you guys are just great people to talk to. And anyone who's wondering, that continues off of the podcast. It's been really good to work with them. They're both super fun people.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Oh, thanks, Claire.
Yeah, so then when you put out the call for the social media maid of honor, I was like, well, I know how to do social media, and I like the show, and I'm about to have a lot of free time after I graduate and get to stop writing papers, so let's do the thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was on our anniversary episode, right, Christy, that we...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember I was listening to that episode on the way to class. I paused it and immediately emailed you guys because I was like, I can do all of that. I got to do it now before I lose the nerve.
That's awesome. Nice. And we knew it was a great fit. But Michelle and I mean, and admittedly, we, this podcast, as we've said many times, is a very much a labor of love. And when we got you and we knew we needed you and we knew we liked you, and then we were like, okay, now what? What do we give to her? How does she help us? What can we, how can we delegate? Like, how can we come at this from three people now, you know? And it's been a little bit of a learning curve for all of us. And we're so appreciative that you're willing to kind of go with us as we have not done this before. And we didn't have like a, you know, a binder to send you, right? And be like, here you go. This is going to be all your duties. Just report back. Instead, it was like pretty collaborative. So we've been leaning on Claire for a lot of things. In fact, Claire is the one who connected with Songfinch.
Songfinch, yeah. So Claire, you graduated though, because when we had that first phone call, you know, yeah. we had gotten some responses of women who were interested in helping us out, but you were like talking about things that I didn't, now I know about them, but like, what are you talking, like algorithms?
And you impressed like, her with your big words.
Your big words about the social media world, because you studied that in school, right, Claire?
Part of my advanced electives was studying algorithms, how algorithms work, what kind of information they use, and how they process that. I am fascinated at a really high level by algorithms and how social media kind of hacks the population and, you know, how does Twitter know what ads to show you or YouTube or Facebook or any of them?
Yeah. So like all that stuff, like I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're slowly trying to figure out what we need to figure out.
Yeah. And Claire, and we were just like, okay, so listen, like we know we need some stuff. And you seem like you know what you're doing. So let's figure this out. Cause you all know listening that we started this show from our closets, and as we've grown, we've been learning every day. I'm learning something every day with this, and we don't have like a big network behind us. You know, we don't have money to pay PR people or social marketing, you know, people like a lot of these big shows that we're kind of in the same boat with do. So we were just, Claire's our angel, and she's our, aww, she's our, what are we calling it? Junior BFF?
Yes. I mean, that's good. Let's go with that.
Or junior, I don't want to really call it junior bridesmaid because we're supposed to be really going away from bridesmaid because there's,
we try to be inclusive. Yeah.
We're inclusive, and you know, so she's our junior, you know, guest of honor. No, I don't know. She's our junior BFF. Well, she's Claire.
Yes, Claire, welcome. Thank you. We're looking forward to everything that this next year holds. And we have some ideas about how to keep bringing you back or circling back so that our listeners can hear you also. So we'll go over that later.
You'll be hearing more from Claire, that's for sure.
Yes, yes. And
oh no, unless she turns out to be some crazy person, in which case you won't. But no, she's been good so far.
So I wanted, Claire, I was trying to think, like, how do we introduce you and also get back to wedding talk for our listeners? Because it was important to introduce you, but we didn't want to be like, okay, and that's Claire, and show's over. But
good luck, everybody.
Yeah, so thank you. So part of this is I put together a little list of wedding trivia.
Oh, no.
And I didn't want to even say the word trivia because then I thought you might quickly Google wedding trivia and come across some of the very obvious sites that I went to put this list together. So we're going to jump into that. But real quick, Michelle, if it's okay with you, and if not, you can just cut it out since you edit all of this. But I also wanted to include your brilliant husband in our little team of four.
Yeah, we're a team.
Since it's the two of us and that's who you hear when you're listening, and we do all this work and we love to talk about how much work we do all the time. But we also do have Michelle's husband helping us and working on our behalf in a ton of marketing ways that we, and graphic design, and you see what he gives us. You see it if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook or on our website, anything that has our branding. So thank you. Please thank him for me and us.
And not only does he do our branding and marketing, but he's watching my children right now, so they won't interrupt us during this recording. So thanks, babe. Love ya.
He's kind of a superhero.
He's pretty friggin' amazing. and we've been together since 1996. So that's 22 years. Yeah. And we got married in 2001, so that's almost 17 years married. So he's a good one, guys. He's a keeper.
Very good. Part of why we're able to give such great advice is because we have a good support system, all of us. So even though we don't have a giant team of publicists behind us yet, we do have great villages. Okay, shall we jump into some trivia then? For those of you listening,
trivia.
I'm going to cover a lot of stuff about weddings. All true. And we'll see how much Claire knows. And Claire, even if you got these all wrong, we're still going to keep you around, but I might send you some books or something.
Okay.
You might have to study.
If you get them all wrong.
I already graduated. I thought I was done taking tests.
Yes, this is a fun one. This is like a game show test. And I love games. I'm ready. Right, Michelle?
I'm ready.
Yes.
And Michelle does not know these questions either. Number one, what is the most popular place in the world for a destination wedding?
My gut says Vegas.
That is correct. Were you waiting for multiple choice?
Is it really?
Yes, Vegas.
Wait, is there multiple choice?
No, there wasn't. There is on some of these. Okay. There was not on that one. That's why I paused. Good job. Vegas, everyone. Not just the most popular destination in America, but the most popular place in the world for destination weddings from anywhere.
Vegas, baby.
Okay. What country, and this is a little bit of a trick question, but we'll see how much you know. What country did the tradition of a white wedding dress originate?
I want to say
it was Queen Victoria who first wore the white dress because she was rich enough to.
England? Well, so she wore it. So she's the first of the Western world, and she wore a white wedding dress in 1840. But up until that point, Japan had white as a preferred color for brides for like hundreds of years. But that was on the Eastern side of the world. So yes, Queen Victoria, very good.
Good job, Claire.
Okay. Number three, German newlyweds show the strength of their marital bond by doing what? Say it's like a ceremonial thing.
What the hell?
I have no idea. I'm German too.
Okay, so like Michelle, like instead of putting sand, like doing the sand ceremony during the ceremony.
Yeah.
A German newlyweds or some, this is a tradition in Germany, they saw a log in half in front of the guests, like together, two people sawing
a
log.
That's amazing.
Why?
It's to show the strength of their marital bond, like together with the saw,
like,
and
muscle
power.
Teamwork, going back and forth. They don't give up. I don't think it's like a huge
log. You have to hit a good rhythm if you're going to saw a log with somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, boyfriend, you're listening. Heads up.
And
this tradition.
If anyone's listening that has been to a wedding that they saw this, please let us know if it was during the ceremony. Was it during the reception? Was it like, you know, a tiny log? What was the deal?
Was it a twig or a friggin' tree trunk?
Yes, we would love to hear from you about that because we're all intrigued.
I want video.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is one I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, number four. In China, it is traditional for the brides to wear what color?
Red is lucky in Chinese culture, so I would assume red and gold?
Michelle, do you know the answer?
It's red.
It is red. Yes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yes. So I've done weddings where a Chinese bride was marrying an American groom, and they wore a classic white wedding dress for the first part and then changed into a red dress for the second part, which is beautiful and ornate.
All right, I can dig it.
And it does have a lot of gold.
And what color did it, do they usually not want incorporated in their weddings? Anyone?
White for flowers?
Yes.
Yeah.
White
is correct because
funerals.
It represents death.
That's bad luck. That's like death and funerals.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes. Actually, I have another question about colors. It's down at, I'll skip ahead. What color is considered bad luck at Scottish weddings?
Scottish weddings. Yellow.
No, but that was a great random guess. It's the color green.
Green, I was going to say green.
Really?
Green, it's for such a cool reason. Green is a taboo color in Scottish weddings because it's the color of fairies and is a symbol of revenge. It's even considered unlucky to eat green vegetables during the wedding reception.
But I like fairies. I thought fairies were good.
Oh, fairies are evil and mischievous.
Yes, they're like mischievous. They cause like mayhem and they're like...
So you become a
they're like giggly little troublemakers.
No bueno.
No bueno.
Oh, yes. That's some fairy culture there. Yeah. Okay. What is the average cost of an American wedding? Let's see if you can get close to it today. Average cost of an American wedding today.
$28,000.
$30,000.
Claire is right. It's $25,000 in America. Mm-hmm. But you have to take into consideration, Michelle, that that's like... Any weddings.
Oh, are you talking about in the continent or the United States?
America, the like USA. Yeah, 25.
Huh. I thought it was 30. Where are you getting that information?
I'll send you my references.
Yeah, we're going to have to, yeah.
About 62% of weddings have what? A flower girl, B, a buffet reception, or C, a wedding cake?
I'm going to say A,
62%.
I say C.
It is a flower girl.
Wow.
Wow. All those weddings that are pulling your budget from 30 to 25 might all have flower girls.
Instead of cake.
I think I would say more like 100% have cake.
Yeah, I feel like majority of weddings.
Really? Oh, you're right. You're right. They have something that kind of symbolizes
everybody
a cake.
Wants the donut bar or the cupcakes or the ice cream.
That's true. Maybe it's under 62.
But I usually see like a little wedding cake that you cut into.
Yeah, well, we encourage that, but people don't always do what we want them to do.
Can you believe that, by the way?
I know. It's like the audacity. What is the average age for brides and grooms in the U.S.? Is it 22 for brides, 25 for grooms, 25 for brides, 27 for grooms, or 27 for brides and 29 for grooms?
25 for brides, 27 for grooms.
I was going to say that too.
You're both wrong. It's the oldest option. 27 for brides and 29 for grooms.
Oh, times are changing. Claire's like, damn
That's
it.
Probably smarter.
Yeah, I'm glad though. I love all the couples I work with, but working with older couples, I mean, older, way older than 27, but there's always something special to long relationships that happen before the wedding, I think.
I agree.
Okay. I knew this one as soon as I read it. I wonder if y'all do, and it's timely. When she married Donald Trump, Melania wore a $100,000 gown by what designer? I can give you options if you don't know.
I would appreciate options.
Okay.
Yeah.
A, Vera Wang, B, Monique Lhuillier, or C, Christian Dior.
Christian Dior.
I'm going to go with B.
It's Christian Dior. Yes. And I believe she was on the cover of Vogue. That's the only time she's ever been on the cover of Vogue was in her wedding dress. And it was, we should look it up, extremely ornate and had a lot of gold in it with, on top of the white, maybe gold beading or threading or.
I'm looking it up.
But it looked very, very heavy, like a ton of heavy folds
wow.
in it.
Wow.
She was on the cover of Vogue, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's on Vogue.
But that's the only time, and there was some controversy about that because she hasn't been on a major fashion magazine since he became president.
Her veil is covering her, like it's over her face. That's weird, and it's like,
yeah,
that is a heavy. That gown is way bigger than she is. That's a heavy gown.
Yeah, it looks really heavy. Yeah. Okay, next question. What is the most popular flower used in American weddings?
Like specifically in a bride's bouquet or overall?
Overall, we have A, rose, B, carnation, C, lily.
Rose.
I'm going to say C, lily. I'm going to go out on a limb.
It is rose, and that's so interesting because when I read it, I thought carnation, since that's mm-hmm. like the least expensive, and that was sort of the way I went for that. But it is rose and all varieties of rose, I guess.
I'm winning.
I love a classic rose bouquet. You had red roses, right?
Yeah, I had red roses. I had red roses and the bridesmaids had white roses.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Thanks, Claire.
Do you know why we wear wedding rings on our left ring fingers? Why the ring finger is the ring finger?
The Greeks believed it was the only finger that led directly to the heart. Like the
vein. Yes, the artery.
That it had a vein that led directly to the heart. That is not true, no. But it's a nice sentiment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I like that.
I like
that. How did you know that?
Yeah, how do you know all this, Claire?
I pick up random pub trivia like no other.
Oh, good, good. Okay, good. Good to know. This is the next question. And I think we only have one more.
All right.
The most expensive wedding ever was between Sheikh Rashid bin Said El Maktoum's son and Princess Salama, and it was in Dubai in 1981. That was the most expensive wedding ever in Dubai, 1981. How much did it cost?
Oh, I've heard this one at like a bridal shower. It was like random wedding trivia. It's like, I don't remember.
It's a lot. And I don't know if this has been adjusted for inflation.
Let's go with 280,000.
Oh no, I'll say over a million.
It was $44 million.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Right? I know. It's like, listen, I got this all from the internet, and everything on the internet is true.
Obviously.
And is a fact.
Correct.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, Claire's heard of it, at least that it was in Dubai in 1981. $44 million, boom. And the last question is, Claire, right. Michelle, right. Don't answer this.
All right.
Okay. Who is your favorite, Christy or Michelle?
Lauren from Fancy Cakes is my favorite.
Boom! I'm going to tell her you said that. Good answer.
Wait.
Very good. I'm going to just parkour away from that one real hard.
That was a great, clever way to end it. I'm giving myself a pat on the back. Great job.
Yeah, Lauren's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. But you would have said me, right, Claire?
Second favorite?
I'm going to stick with Lauren. I'm going to stick with Lauren for first and second favorite.
Thank you, Claire.
Excellent. Well, thank you for playing and for humoring us. And listeners, I hope you learned something there. Now you can bring that back to your partner tonight and be like, guess what? The band I want isn't that expensive because the most expensive wedding was $44 million.
In Dubai, okay?
Yes, in 1981.
So our measly $130,000 wedding is nothing compared to that.
Yeah, let's get a new credit card and get one with some points. I heard it on the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. They're telling us to do that.
Yeah.
Well, as we grow and evolve with the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, we have Claire along for the ride now.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Claire. And we'll be hearing from Claire again. Say bye-bye, Claire.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay.
She's great. We're lucky to have her on the team.
We are so lucky to have Claire. She has done so much already. Like I said, she's like an angel to me. I'm like, oh,
Your little
angel.
Every
time I hear from her, I'm like, oh, she's, I forgot she was there doing things for us.
Yeah. Now we cover, she in my time zone? Did we yeah, establish that? Yeah. So, but we're still, she's in the Midwest. So we're still feeling like we're covering the regional bases of America for this podcast. Yes. And lots of our guests end up on the East Coast. So as usual, we're figuring out Skype times and every
you're
time.
You're so funny. You're like lots of our guests. Like it, you're such a wedding planner. You're like the guests.
Yes, you're right.
Our listeners.
And our guests. Yes. Welcome. And be our guests. So,
and we don't forget, we know that people are international too. It's not just in America.
Yes. But we don't even try to figure out those time zones. We're like, oh, God, when can you record? My time or your time? 2 p.m. Your time? Claire, what time is it there? Claire, where do you live?
Yeah.
Whose time are we doing this on? Okay. So we were combining two things for this episode. It's really clever, you guys. Ready? Welcome, Claire. And welcome bags. You see what I did there?
Oh my God. Yeah. That was all Christy, mm-hmm. by the way.
Yeah. We
you
just
are
go
so
from
clever.
One element to another element. And what they have in common is the word welcome.
Welcome. Welcome bags. Welcome Claire.
And welcome listeners.
And welcome listeners.
So welcome bags. We did talk about this a little bit on a recent episode. The last one that was, we don't know.
Well, the last you asked me answer, we had, a listener asked us about the delivering of welcome bags because, and it was a really interesting because, before it was like, okay, everybody's staying at one hotel, boom, welcome bags there. But now with Airbnb, you know.
Yes, and the millennials doing whatever the fuck they want.
And the millennials, and we never know where they're staying until a minute before.
They're shacking up together. They've got air mattresses. Someone's camping out of their Volvo. Who knows? We don't know.
I love you, millennials.
We don't know what you're doing. So welcome bags are trickier. So first up, bullet point number one, what is a welcome bag? Traditionally, a welcome bag is a little bag that brides and grooms and families that we're hosting started putting together for destination weddings when everybody was flying into, let's say, Puerto Vallarta, and you wanted to say, like, welcome to the wedding weekend, and you would have these bags waiting for them in their hotel rooms. That's kind of a general example. Are they necessary? No. Are they a nice touch? Totes.
Yeah, totes.
They can be a tote bag.
It could be a tote bag. No, I mean, and I've said this before, if someone is flying from outside of their state or driving several hours and they're going to be renting accommodations and spending not only the money they would normally spend, because let's face it, it's not cheap to go to a wedding, even if it's in your own backyard, right? Right. You got to buy an outfit. You got to sometimes take off work. You got to buy a wedding shower gift, a wedding day gift.
But if it's a destination wedding, you're like definitely taking time off.
You're investing.
Yes. You're asking a lot of your guests. Maybe somebody only gets a week off. And you want them, you know, 3 days of that is supposed to be spent in Jackson Hole for your wedding. And, you try to make it as fun as possible. But
what's Jackson Hole?
Jackson Hole. That's like another destination wedding place. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. You've heard of that.
Nope.
It is Wyoming, right? Am I crazy?
I don't know. Well, I don't know about anything in Wyoming.
It's like beautiful in the winter and beautiful in the summer. People ski. People like do all kinds of fun. It's like a destination.
Maybe we should go there.
Yeah, we should go there.
Okay.
Great idea.
Okay, let's make
my
that
dad,
a place.
The pilot, flies there a lot, actually.
Oh, your dad, the pilot.
Yeah. So anyways, destination weddings are kind of where these welcome bags originated. I'm sort of making that up. That's what my assumption is, because that's She's where I started seeing them with clients that I was working with. And then when everything got bigger, weddings, you know, blew up, and we can blame Pinterest for that or whatever. Now, almost every wedding is considered a destination wedding, like you said, because even if it's in your backyard, you still expect people to come in, to fly in, to drive in. So these welcome bags became something that more and more couples were doing. Like if they had the money and they wanted to go the extra mile, this was what they would do. So we wanted to talk about like some fun ideas of what to put in them. And I also wanted to bring up that these, for me, go along kind of with favors on my budgeting list when I'm helping clients. Like, it's nice, but it's not necessary. But if you can only do one or the other, I think welcome bags is going to cost a little bit more money, but you're only doing one welcome bag per couple, essentially, rather than one favor per guest. So it
Yeah. And if you think about, like, for me, like, favors are cute and they're durable. And if you have the money for them and they match the decor of the wedding, cool. But let's be honest. I mean, people throw them away.
Unless they're edible, which we've talked about before. Like,
they're edible.
Or edible, like, favors. Awesome. Drinkable.
It's a beautiful frame that I'm going to use that doesn't say, you know, Christy and Matt forever. Oh,
right.
Wait, your husband's name is not Matt. It's Lance.
I know a guy named Matt, though, also.
Okay. And, you know, but welcome bags, the things that you put into these are always going, are something that they're going to use at least that weekend.
And
they're just going to be like, oh, I just love Christy. And I feel great for spending $300 a night on this hotel room because look at that water bottle. Mm-hmm,
because she gave me a little customized
and
map.
And I love, you know, this reusable, you know, grocery tote that I'm going to have in my car.
Yes. Yes. And that tote is, which is a big way to sort of contain these bags, these customized totes. It can say Christy and Matt 2018, or it can say welcome to Cancun and something kind of fun that reminds them of the wedding weekend in Cancun, but doesn't have your wedding branding all over
it. Or like a beach bag. So, like if it's a, like beach bum written on it or really small, but Christy and Matt, you know, April 4th, 2024, whatever.
Yes.
Or hashtag plan that wedding, you know? I would use that.
Yeah, actually do that. That's what we suggest. Hashtag plan that wedding. So let's talk about the bags because the totes, one really awesome website, and I'll include all these on the
show notes,
is this website's called maptotes.com. And it's not custom. You're ordering from a template. But if you're in Paris or if you're in L.A. or New York, big cities, destination cities, they have these cool illustrated, like drawn maps, easy peasy. Order 50 with the city that you're in and without incorporating or spending a lot of time to incorporate maybe your own wedding theme, you're incorporating the destination. So they're kind of cute and they're not that expensive. Maptotes.com. You can also get printed bags from Vistaprint. They do everything, business cards, signage, you know, promo stuff, but you can have your monogram or you can send in a JPEG and they'll put it on the tote bag. There's simply-bags.com. And my favorite place to look for all this kind of stuff is Etsy. And there's always a ton of fun options on Etsy and you might be supporting, you know, a smaller artisan out there in the world. So those are some ideas for places to get the actual tote bag, but you can also use like little gift bags. Those craft paper gift bags are really cheap. Tissue paper ribbon. It looks great. You can put a stamp on it. You can put a sticker on it. Or you can do an actual basket, like a welcome basket. Those would be cute for like wine country, I feel like. Or if you had anything that you could put in like picnic-y type stuff.
Yeah, you definitely want to like use the location, obviously, as inspiration for what you put in the bag. I mean, and every time someone's staying in a hotel, I think it's always absolutely necessary to do one or two bottles of water because how much does hotel bottled water cost? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Bottles of water and snacks are the easiest, cheapest things for you to throw in these welcome bags to kind of flesh them out. And you can get some, you know, awesome, I don't know, like, but I'm thinking like Nantucket or something, right? They'd have like great like salt and vinegar chips that are specifically from that town or whatever. That's the kind of stuff that's really, it has the kicker of it being like thoughtful and destination savvy, but also a salty treat your guests can eat after they drink too much at your rehearsal dinner. So snacks and water for show.
Yeah. And if you're flying there as well, obviously you don't want to be bringing all this. So maybe you just buy the tote bags and have them shipped directly to the hotel. And then when you're, you know, you get there several days before and you already have a list of places you're going shopping, or call in advance, give the people a credit card, purchase everything mm-hmm. beforehand, and then go pick it up when you get there.
Have a little assemble party.
Yeah.
Other ideas for the bag itself is anything with like a hangover cure theme.
Oh, good.
Which
one.
Amazon even sells those little hangover kits that look really cute. And that includes Advil, 5-Hour Energy. The bottle of water goes with that. What else have I seen on hangover cures? Like an eye mask, earplugs. I don't know. Maybe your hotel's next to a train station, or it's like a place where people party by the pool. So you include things to make the guests more comfortable thinking, maybe especially if they have a little headache after they drink too much.
There's hangover prevention pill packets too. Like you can buy a pack of 20 of those and stick it in there. It'd be fun.
Yeah. And they're really cute and little branded. Like they look like they have a nurse cross on them or something, right?
Yeah.
And on that note, mini bottles of alcohol are always great gifts to put in welcome bags.
Oh, yeah, little nips. Yes.
Yes. Here in Texas, I had a bride and groom do welcome bags for everyone that stayed at the hotel that they were in, and a lot of people stayed there. And they were little bottles of tequila, but they were Texas-shaped bottles. Like, the actual bottle itself was this glass Texas-shaped bottle of tequila.
Oh,
they were
cute.
Really cute. And I found at least a dozen of them in the groom's suite when I was moving some stuff around later. So I know that people opened them and enjoyed them, and that was a really cute little touch.
Oh my God. Okay. I just did hangover kit search on Amazon. The cutest stuff. There's like a drawstring bag that says hangovers only last a day. Memories last forever. Recovery kit.
Perfect.
It's so cute.
That's also a great gift for your wedding party.
Yeah.
If you're maybe asking a lot of them and giving them a lot of booze the whole weekend as well.
Yeah, this is cool.
What else is on the... Oh, so like we said, anything that harkens back to the city that your wedding is in, like a map or a brochure, maybe even a weekend suggested itinerary with a list of your favorite, like, breakfast places, lunch places, parks to walk around. I'm going to get one of these, I think, at a wedding I'm going to in New Orleans in June.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really looking forward to that because the bride and groom, I know, spend so much time in the city that they're going to know, like, kind of hidden gem type places that maybe we wouldn't know of that are maybe off the beaten path, and we can check them out on their wedding weekend.
Yeah, that's awesome. I actually have had clients... Couples do like a little, they create a whole little guide, things to do. And they you can eat if you're, you know, if you're crafty.
Our favorite places.
Yeah, our favorite places. And if you could just find some clip art and then have them printed, it's super cute.
Yes. And it's just like anything else. It shows that you are putting some thought into this and including a little welcome note or a card that says, thanks for coming. And with your signatures, that's a really nice touch too. So that's not, it's a little more personal.
And let's not forget, if you have things planned for the weekend for your guests, then you do want to put together an itinerary and have it in that welcome bag, in addition to having emailed it to them beforehand.
Right, like expected events.
Right.
This welcome dinner, this is when the reception starts, and this is the farewell brunch, let's say.
Exactly.
Or we're having an open house, sort of sip and meet at this bar.
Yeah.
If you want to pop in, great. This is when we'll be there. So you could put in maybe like a city-specific knickknack or souvenir, a shot glass, a city-specific thing. What else do they have? I'm thinking about, like, food, like pralines or something, but that can go in the snack category. And then weather-permitting stuff. If you know where you're getting married might get a little cool at night, and a lot of people, you know, are coming in for this, they don't live there, then maybe you include a pashmina or a scarf or even a lightweight blanket, and those are a lot less expensive than they sound if you buy more than 10 or 20 at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And then also maybe bug spray or sunscreen if it's an outdoor wedding, and this would just be a nice thing for people to have. And you would know that. They might not know that. So that's kind of a quick overview on what might go in a welcome bag. This is one of those episodes that Michelle and I are doing that feels to us kind of like a blog post, which we kind of stay away from. We don't do a lot of episodes that are like, here's a bunch of points and lists and links. But with something like welcome bags, there's so much information out there.
Yeah.
So I'll include all of this in the show notes, and it'll be very much like a quick lesson. And I'll include one of my favorite blog posts on it, and it's from Martha Stewart Weddings. And I like it because it just shows pictures of these really cool curated welcome bags that other people did. And it's like a slideshow, so you can slide through and get some ideas. You know, a welcome bag can have four things in it. It doesn't need to have like $100 worth of stuff in it.
And I think you might have mentioned this, but really, I mean, people just love to get free stuff. Okay, let's be honest. Like, I love...
Yeah, swag.
I love getting swag. I love getting free stuff. And so as long as it's something they can use, you could go to the dollar store, right? One of my favorite stores. You can get everything there, almost everything except for the nips. And even putting fruit, like even putting a banana, an apple, even like those fruit cups that peel off the lid so they won't go bad, like organic pears, mandarins, you know.
And a welcome bag is a place to put some silly cheap stuff. Like we're talking about dollar store crap that you wouldn't. It might be funny, especially if you have any kind of theme to your
cheap
wedding.
Cheap sunglasses, like crazy weird sunglasses, a little whiteboard, you know, something like...
You might not put that in the favor, or you might not want it there on the wedding day, but a welcome bag is like, there's no holds barred. Like, just throw it all in there. If you have a lot of money you want to spend on these, there are many companies that will put together the boxes for you.
Oh, really cool
And we're
stuff.
Talking like... top-notch, like branded, curated custom boxes.
Yeah.
I sometimes send these to friends in lieu of like sending a flower box or flowers or something for birthdays, because it's a gift box that I don't actually have to shop for the individual items, but it's definitely a special thing. So for the super high end, your whole family is like all in on the budget for this wedding, you can check out some of the places we'll put on our show notes. Saltandpepperco.com is the one that I've ordered from before, and they're beautiful. But we're talking like $100 a box easy. Another one's called A Signature Welcome. And then here in Dallas-Fort Worth, one of the really popular places for gift boxes, specifically for wedding welcome boxes, is called OpheliaRuth.com. So these are places that you're going to need to give yourself a little bit more time to order these so that they can put them together, turn them around, and send them where you want them.
Also, Target is another really good place. Like, I was just...
Target. Never heard of it.
Never heard of that store. Oh, Target's awesome. You should really go.
Oh, okay. I'll look it up.
I was just thinking of those little Sophia champagne cans, you know, the pink ones, and there's like a little straw on the side.
I love that.
Like that kind of stuff. And like Pringles, you know, who doesn't love a little can of Pringles?
No one doesn't love that.
No one.
Everyone loves that.
Some almonds, you know, you could go crazy. At Target, the dollar bins, the mini Oreos, you know, that you just...
Oh, those bins right when you walk
yes.
in.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. So here we are. There's two sides for this welcome bag spectrum. You got dollar store and Target, like welcome bins. You can do that 3 days before your wedding.
Easily.
You can make that decision 3 days before your wedding. I think I actually will do welcome bags. Or you can go, you know, a really like luxury route and pay some big coin to have these delivered to the hotel or to your mom to drive there. Logistics wise, which we did talk about on the You Ask, We Answer, it's not as easy as just giving them to the front desk anymore at hotels. So make sure you ask questions so that you know how hotels do this. And also you might have to ask questions of your guests so that you know where they're staying when they get there. And if it's like a place where you can just run up and put something on the porch, or if it's more complicated than that. So you might have to do a little bit of legwork before you can drop all of these off.
And just, you know, having worked in the hotel industry before and booked rooms for weddings, if you're actually going to be booking rooms, if you're at that phase and you know a lot of people are going to stay there, negotiate this into your contract with them right now. See if you can get that they will deliver welcome bags for you with no charge to the mm-hmm. guests in your room. You can try that now. But typically their policy is, you know, it's anywhere from $2 a bag to $6 a bag that, you know, they'll have their bellman deliver to each individual room. But it could save you a little money, because if you're spending less than $6 a bag anyway, you're really not mm-hmm. going to want to pay that much per bag for them to be delivered. So
sometimes they give them to the guests at check-in. That's the, also.
Yes, for no charge. That is correct.
For no yeah. charge. But it's a lot of hotels are moving away from that. So I think it would have to be maybe a smaller hotel or just a really accommodating hotel. Or if you're lucky and there's no other weddings or no other big events the same weekend as yours, you'll have a little bit more pull with that, I think.
Absolutely.
Get your wedding planner to help if you have one.
Yeah. Make her do that, or him, or their assistant.
So, yeah, that was sort of our big rundown tutorial on welcome bags.
Okay, now I just want Pringles.
Welcome bags and Pringles. As always, if you have questions, hit us up. TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast@gmail.com. The Big Wedding Planning Podcast on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, TBWP Podcast. If you love us and you want us to know it at the low, low fee of only $2 a month, you should hit up our Patreon page, which we are working on actively. And we're talking about like benefits and exclusive membership stuff so that we can offer those of you super listeners even more through that.
Yeah, if we're helping you plan your wedding and you can help us out a little bit, you're going to be a member of a very exclusive club.
Mm-hmm. And every time we do a bonus episode, Michelle is going to use that voice.
This one right here.
When we record the bonus episode. So that's a bonus bonus.
We also have a phone number. Okay, stop.
Yes, what is it?
We have a phone number. Call us and leave us a message. I want to hear your voice. That phone number is area code 415-723-1625. Call me.
And we are looking up hashtag plan that wedding. And our posts are the ones that usually
so we're doing a good job
come up on that. So we need to see your posts.
We're doing a good job with hashtag plan that wedding.
Yes. If you do your trial or you see a mock-up of your flowers or you're going to your venue for the 10th time just to check out what the plan B is in case of rain, take some pics, hashtag plan that wedding, and tag us on Instagram at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, because then we can comment and we can be a part of things with you as you go along your planning way.
Along your planning way.
And if you want to leave us a review.
Oh, yeah.
On iTunes.
Because you know I love that.
Okay, I think that is...
Is that all of the ways to get a hold of us? Is that everything?
I think that is it.
I mean, we're not asking a lot, just like six or seven things. Just pick one.
You only have to use one of them.
Just choose one. No, we're just happy you're listening, and we're here for you, and we love you guys. So have a great week. You plan that wedding. Happy planning. I shall talk to you next week. Goodbye, Christy.
Goodbye.